Welcome to Hope Is Here. I want to ask you a question today. How's your attitude? Have you done an attitude check lately? Are you a person that if you had a glass of water and the water level was right in the middle of the glass, would you say the glass is half empty or half full? I want to talk to you today about what the Bible shares with us on how we can have hope and have a God-honoring attitude. It's in a passage in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. It says, "You must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross." Now, as you hear that passage being read, verses 5 through 8 there, you know, I'm sure that there are a lot of you that are in some really challenging work situations or maybe just some relationship situations or some associations or organizations, could be even churches that you're involved in. And yet, you know, you think, I'm not being treated fairly. And yet you think God doesn't understand. And I want to remind you and encourage you today with that passage I just read that, you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus took the form, a humble position of a slave, and was obedient to God, even dying a criminal's death on a cross, even though he did not do anything wrong. And sometimes the lie that I have listened to in my life, maybe you can relate to this, is that, you know, I'm trying my very best, and it seems like all I do is get punished or disciplined or, you know, am unfairly accused. And I don't want to make light of any of that. It's painful, and I've been there numerous times in my life. I can assure you of that. Yet, I do want to let you know that God understands when you go through painful things like that. And yet, I want to encourage you that you can still have a good attitude about it. Because if Jesus is willing to humble himself in obedience to what his heavenly Father asked him to do, and even went through a brutal scourging before he even went to the cross and died a criminal's death. In fact, there was two criminals, one on his right and one on his left. If you think, you know, I'm not being treated fairly, that's why I don't have a good attitude, Greg. I got to be honest. I got to call you out today. Yes, you can. Because if Jesus can go through that, then we can too. The difference is that we can't focus on our circumstances and put our attitude on our circumstances. We have to focus on what God, through his Son, his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, modeled for us, and that we have to exhibit humility. And a lot of times that's really hard. And when we're being treated unfairly, to still have a good attitude and keep showing up. Now, don't get me wrong. This doesn't mean that you don't have conversations with people, maybe just addressing, hey, I feel like there's some just some things that are not really healthy, they're not really fair going on, and would just like to talk with you. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something, so please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that you should endure unhealthy work relationship, marriages. You know, the list goes on and on of relationships, of things that are unhealthy. They do need to be addressed, but sometimes we have to just endure things and still have a good attitude with it. And only Christ in us, only following Jesus, spending time with Jesus through his word, through prayer, through worship, time of fellowship, that's the only way we can do that. So I want to go on and finish up that passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 2 through 11. Let's look at verses 9 through 11. It says, after Jesus humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross, it then says in verse 9, therefore, God elevated him at the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all other names, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And friends, I want to encourage you today, maybe if you're going through just a really, really challenging season of life, that sometimes on this side of heaven, we're not going to understand why we go through some challenging situations. But we can still keep a good attitude about it because we know that we are living our lives to an audience of one. That's God, our Heavenly Father, His Son, Jesus Christ. That's who we are trying to please, not the people here on earth. and that one day Jesus is going to come back and make right all the wrongs that have been done to all of us. And I know that sometimes it's just like, you know, that's great, Greg, but right now, man, I need more. Yet I want to encourage you, because of how Jesus handled being mistreated and having this really nasty thing said about him and being beaten and whipped and obviously crucified on a cross. Friends, we can get through whatever we're dealing with. Once again, not saying that you don't have conversations with people. And then there are times, like when we had our guest Justice Martin, who walked away from a college basketball scholarship after her sophomore year because just felt like that season was over. And yet, you know, as a college athlete, if you quit something, you know, you're a quitter. So there's seasons where things end, but I just want to encourage you, you can have a God-honoring attitude even when you're going through tough circumstances. And you say, well, Greg, how do I do that? Well, I don't share four things that have helped me over the years try to keep a God-honoring attitude in my life, and I want to help you look at your attitude. So I'm going to spell out the word EYES, E-Y-E-S. The first thing is the letter E is examine your heart. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 18, the things that come out of a person's mouth, they come from the heart. And as I look at my own life, when I'm not having a good attitude and I'm being negative and I'm being critical, it's usually because of a combination of things. But the main things are, number one, I'm not spending enough time with God, not spending enough time reading his word, having time in devotion, spending time with him, worshiping him. And number two, I'm too busy. I'm working too much. I'm running too much, doing too many things. And I'm not doing what Psalm 46:10 simply instructs us to do, and that is be still and know that he is God. Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46:10 says. And when I get tired and when I've not spent time with Jesus on a regular basis, my mouth becomes not God-honoring. And the Bible tells us, Jesus said in Matthew 15:18, what comes out of your heart comes from your mouth. And so when your heart's not in a good place, your mouth's not going to be good, and you can't have a good attitude. Second thing to look at having a God-honoring attitude is you've got to, the letter Y, yield to the oncoming traffic in your life. You know, if you're merging on the New Circle Road, the interstate, there might be a sign that says yield to oncoming traffic. And, you know, friends, we need to look at the traffic in our life. And I don't mean automobiles, but I'm talking about the things we're involved in, the people we're involved with, all the areas, all the different facets of our life. And here's why it's so important. Because 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9 says, stay alert. Watch out. Your great enemy, the devil, he prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him. And be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering. Friends, you got to understand, there is an enemy out there, an evil one. He does want to make sure that you don't have a good attitude. So you got to be alert. Look out. Look at those things that are causing you maybe not to have a good attitude. And being a follower of Jesus is not for the weak. Okay? That verse says, stand firm and be strong in your faith. Firm, strong, and faith, those are three words that require action. So yield to the oncoming traffic in your life. Do a heart check there on your attitude. The third thing, we talked about the letter E, examine your heart. Y, yield to the oncoming traffic in your life. Third thing is to expect to have setbacks. I think that's been one of the most eye-opening things for me over the last few years in my life, that I've started to realize that, you know, there's just going to be challenges in life. And I can't get discouraged or disappointed when those things happen. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 20, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, Jesus said, they will persecute you also. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. So, friends, it's not a matter of whether we're going to have setbacks in our life. It's a matter of when. You're either coming out of a setback, you're in the middle of a setback, a challenge in your life, or you're getting ready to go through one. And that's part of living in a fallen world. But the good news is, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, as he just shared with us in John 16:33, that he will give us peace. Take heart. He's overcome the world. So I want to ask you right now, is your attitude based on your circumstances or what Jesus says? And Jesus wants to work through us, but we have to choose that. And part of the way that a world wants to know and how they can know Jesus is they don't necessarily want to hear a sermon. They want to see one. They want to see somebody living their life. And part of that is that in a life that honors God. And part of that's having a good attitude, a God-honoring attitude. The final letter, S, as we spell out the word eyes, trying to look at what we have to do to have a good attitude, a God-honoring attitude in our lives. The letter S, start today with a new attitude. Right now, start today. When you get off listening to this, whether you're listening on the radio or you're listening to the podcast, say, you know what? I am going to have a new attitude. I've been complaining over and over about this situation. And as the great theologian Dr. Phil used to say, how's that working for you? How's that working for you? I want to challenge you and encourage you today to say, you know what? Greg's right. Man, God's speaking to me. I need to have a better attitude. Yeah, I've got some challenging circumstances, but you know, I'm tired of complaining and being grouchy and negative all the time. And so say, you know what? Today, I'm starting with a new attitude. As soon as I get done listening to this, I've only got about 2.5 minutes left. I'm starting with a new attitude. And a verse that's really helped me, and I had it actually put on a canvas so I could see it every day before I leave my house, is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. It says, I'm still not all I should be, but I'm focusing all my energies on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Friends, to have a heart, a God-honoring attitude, and to honor God with your attitude, you got to let go of the past and focus on the future. I close today's program with something on attitude that's been a part of my life now for over 20 years. It's by Chuck Swindoll. It says, the longer I live, the more I realize the importance of attitude on life. Attitude is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, failures, successes, than what other people think, say, or do. Attitude is also more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. In fact, attitude will make or break a company, a church, a home, or a team. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude that we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act sometimes in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play the one string we all have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. Let's say that one more time. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you today. We all are in charge of our attitudes. So I want to ask you today, how's your attitude? I hope you'll make it a God-honoring attitude and that you'll examine your heart. You'll yield to the oncoming traffic in your life. You'll expect to have setbacks, but you'll start today with a new attitude because remember, life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at creationswithak@bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.